This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, when the youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said, with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi said the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the India's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and also bring changes in the lives of the labourers.
जब युवा राष्ट्र के निर्माण में भागीदार होते हैं तो राष्ट्र तेज विकास भी करता है और विश्व में अपनी पहचान भी बनाता है। भारत का युवा आज अपने परिश्रम और इनोवेशन से दुनिया को ये दिखा रहा है कि हम में कितना सामर्थ्य है। स्किल इंडिया, स्टार्टअप इंडिया, डिजिटल इंडिया जैसे अनेक अभियान इस दिशा में युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर बना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said in a few days the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit or WAVES 2025 is going to be organized in Mumbai. He said at the center of this event are the youth of the country.
कुछ ही दिन बाद मुंबई में World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit यानी WAVES 2025 का आयोजन होने जा रहा है। मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है। एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को इन्वेस्टर्स और इंडस्ट्री लीडर से जुड़ने का मौका मिलेगा।
He said the women of the country are touching new heights in the fields of bureaucracy, space and science. The Prime Minister said the government also has a special focus on empowerment of rural women. The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. Union Minister of Railways, Information, Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, and Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, handed over the certificates to the selected appointees from different departments under the 15th Rozgar Mela in New Delhi today. Addressing the event, Mr. Vaishnav congratulated the appointees and said, the new appointees are joining those posts of the Government of India, which will shape the future of the country. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting on sources based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of the personnel. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pehelgam. In a statement, council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice. Government has directed airlines to implement passenger handling measures amid airspace restrictions to ensure continued passenger comfort, safety and regulatory compliance. The Civil Aviation Ministry said, in the light of the recent international airspace closures and overflight restrictions, several flight routes have been significantly altered, leading to extended flight durations and possibility of technical stops. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. And in IPL, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens this evening at 7:30. And that is the end of this news bulletin.